So, it being after 4 o'clock, we're going to call the meeting, the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center Board meeting for order for Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. Sarah, could you please?
Yes. David Aguayo, Angela Bozo, Kathleen Detman,
here.
Chuck Erickson,
here.
Judy Karofsky,
I'm here.
Glenn Craig,
here.
Aureliano Montes, Stephen Peters, Jim Rain, Eric Rotier, Kevin Scheibler,
here.
Mike Revere, I am supposed to call him on the phone.
Because he doesn't know it begins at four?
Because he just let me know that he couldn't make it and he wanted me to dial him.
So then he can listen but not participate? Is that how does that come?
We will just note it in the minutes now that this is at least from what I understood when we had somebody from the Common Council talk to us about it, or me. Now with this sort of hybrid situation, that as long as you note in the minutes that the person is attending by
so
teleconference,
agenda, but
yeah, especially with these sort of short-term situations where, yeah.
Good.
So I'm gonna call him and
speakerphone. Michael will be the one to call us on.
Hi, Mike. I've got you here on speaker.
Hi, Mike.
Great, thank you. Hi, Judy.
How are you? You have to stop meeting this way.
Okay, so we have quorum.
We have a quorum. Thanks, Sarah. So now we have approved the minutes from two meetings because I apparently didn't ask for that in May, and Sarah didn't tell me, and Connie didn't tell me.
Yeah, it was my bad. Totally my bad.
Prior error. So first we'll approve the minutes of the April 17th, 2025 meeting. Is there a motion to that effect?
Move approval.
Second?
Second.
Any questions, comments on those minutes? Which I thought we reviewed last meeting, but are there any? Not hearing any. All those in favor of approving the minutes from April 17, 2025.
Aye.
Is anyone opposed? Hearing any, so the meeting, the motion passes. Now it's back into the regular life. The minutes from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center Board from May 15th, 2025. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Is there a second?
Okay, so that was Angela and Chuck. Thank you.
Are there any comments on that meeting?
Oh, I just have one comment actually. My last name is two N's at the end.
Oh,
I should have noticed about 100 years ago and didn't, but.
Where are you seeing that?
I think it's Hubbard.
Oh, so in Legistar, it's not. Okay, no, that's fine. No, this we got to go into the Legistar and get that changed for you. I'm so sorry.
Because you really were here.
I was totally here.
I know you.
Just not both my ends.
I found the extra N.
It's on Peterson.
Work to do. All right, is there any other comments on the minutes in the May 15th, 2025? All those in favor of the motion to approve? Anyone opposed? Okay, the minutes are going to approve for 2 months. Now, public comments. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to speak, registered to speak? Disclosures and recusals.
I'm on the City of Madison Moon Tax Commission.
Get that one. And Mike, do you want to do one?
Yeah, thank you, Judy. I continue to serve on the Moon Tax Commission as well and the Monona Terrace Booking Event Assistance Advisory Committee.
Thanks, Mike. And Chuck?
I'm going to chair the committee. You have to say that every year.
I think as long as we did this, yeah. So did, yeah. I mean, how
that's how we were advised to do it. Just
on behalf. Okay.
Is there anybody else who has a recusal? Well, she recuses his or herself or closed or whatever. One of those things.
I'm also on the events booking committee.
I don't see.
Got it.
Thanks, everybody. Moving on, new business. We have a report from the nominating committee, the slate of offices that's going to be submitted for a vote. And the feeders subcommittee chair is going to submit the recommendation from the nominee.
Yeah,
you're going to see Peterson as your nemesis?
Yeah. So,
go for it.
Nominating committee listening of here after searching one and her, have two of us on the nominating on the slate for the nominating committee. But the slate for the officers for this year are myself as chair, David Wild as vice chair.
That's the slate that's being submitted to this board right now.
Mm-hmm. For vote.
Is there a motion to approve that slate?
So, okay, so I hear Chuck and Glenn.
Can I have a discussion on that slate?
So for these committee then?
Yeah. For the board.
For the actual board then.
For the year.
Okay. So was it again new? Was it Chuck? Me as chair, David was not here as vice. Kathleen was same thing. Okay.
The 18. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Congratulations, Steve. And those who are in abstention. Well deserved. You're on.
Yeah, you're
pretty much.
So. Yay, Sherry made it.
Okay, Sherry isn't here, please. So you can see as you walk through the door. You're being introduced. I'm familiar.
You are familiar.
Everybody gets settled before reading the introductions, but we don't assume that every time we walk through the door. First of all, I'm usually here. Introduction to new board member Sherry Carter. Sherry Carter, a native Madisonian, has over 25 years of experience in community engagement. Between economics and North Wisconsin Madison, her career spans film, government, and broadcasting. Sherry's work at all government levels, with organizations in Lima and West Coast. We have 4 terms, 8 years, as a citizen development person, and kind of serves as board president of Porchlight. What did I say?
That was lovely.
Welcome, Jerry.
Very excited to be here. Very excited to be here. Thank you.
Next up, Glenn, you have a Green Tax Commission meeting update for us.
I do. We had the last Green Tax Commission fund update with Dave Schmidtke last month. Projected collections for the current year appear to be on target with our budget and allocations for that we put together last year. So that's good news. On the other hand, we will run into problems in 2026 unless there are increased tax collections
or whatever reason, or reduced allocations. Make sure we stay within our within our budget.
Available resources. It's not so much a budget, it's available resources. Mike may have something to add. A lot. The city is a big part of this as well. Recipients like Manila Terrace and Destination Madison and Overture have allocations. And A lot of them are under contracts or advisories from the city, recommendations to some. And the city gets a big chunk of it as well.
By state law.
Okay. Now we will be meeting with proposals from anyone in August and September. Two meeting series for those of you who are. One where we see proposals, people like Connie and the Melon Terrace, and there'll be deliberations. We'll see what types of asks there are and types of resources cities are projecting, and we'll make some decisions in, I think, September. So there's a series of meetings this late summer, fall, for so can we. Queued up for budgeting purposes for 2026.
This is anticipated this collection, or is it really this allocation?
I think the allocations have exceeded collections just because there's been a surplus in the past several years. There's, you know, those that have followed, there were difficult times during COVID and additional resources came in from the city, for example, and other funding sources. So,
question over here.
Yeah, I was just curious when you said resources. Do you mean that there's just not enough, essentially, like room availability that results in tax to meet the demand on allocation?
No, I'm not saying there's plenty of rooms, but rooms tax collected are what we have. Projected room tax collections are what we will have. Not declining. It's going at a nice pace, but the allocations to the recipients maybe will run out faster than the collections.
Okay.
It's just out of balance. And David refers to it, Medicare, our city finance director, refers to it as a structural deficit, which is apt description.
Okay.
So it'll be a challenging year for sure, or series of meetings.
So I have a quick questions. When are the meetings? There were questions at another meeting I was at today and heard about. I guess what you're saying, there's one in August and one in September.
Yeah, I'm not sure the dates have been
confirmed
up yet. They'll be sending what Dave usually does. Dave and his staff at the city will put together, not called a Google poll, what's it called? Doodle poll for interested parties and the commission. Commissioners.
And that'll be online soon.
Yeah, it's all city registrar, very similar to notifications you've received from the legislators meeting, for example.
Okay. All right. Then my second question is again from this meeting today. So they had two charts, and I can't remember one of them, but one of them had was positive in terms of the amount of room tax, then years going out, like you said, in 2026, 7, 27, 28, it was in the red, you know, like what you're saying. So it sounds like a structural deficit. But one of the things that was brought up, was a reserve or is there a reserve now being implemented?
The reserve, the commission voted to add a reserve to our proceedings starting this past couple. And that's just starting up, and that's only going to count all the problems. I recall based on a percentage of room taxes collected, not money's allocated. So anything going into the reserve would further reduce the imbalance available. To the applicants. The need for a reserve was pretty apparent during COVID when tourism dried up for a bit. Payrolls didn't. So that adds to the complexity.
Okay.
Sherry probably remembers some of those discussions. It's been a while, but
that is completely true. on the reserves for sure.
Yeah.
So the point of the reserve then is to, when things are tighter, that we've got some
cushion
on. Yeah, we normally are funding, because the comment I didn't make it, but somebody else made it in this other meeting was, well, if we are kind of, if it's going in the red, why don't we address that first and then talk about it? So, I mean, I agree. I think we should have a reserve for, you know, lots of things. But that was the comment that was made. And then I forget the other slides.
It's a logical. Okay. It's a logical comment. Nobody wants to see red. You can't see red because there's no money. Well, you keep going.
No, I could log forever, but I'm going to try to find one of those. What I'm concerned about, well, the other thing I saw, I think it was the first slide, they talked about things that were either were getting increases or were being added. And they had a line that had, let's see, it was the ABC, and it was Ulrich, and then it was the Zoo. So I wasn't able to ask my question, which was like, I think the ADC was stable, so is Ulbert new and funding to we're going up?
No, they were always on there.
Pardon?
They were always on there.
They've been on there.
It's minimal. So
yeah. It's not a
de minimis.
It's relatively small.
So I shouldn't say always, but since I've been in this position, they've been on there.
But again,
well, was there an increase from at some point? I'm assuming from what I could, other information I could get was the AEC amount was, you know, the AEC's on there receiving something. That's a whole other issue. But the amount seemed pretty static. So that's why I was like, well, whoever's new and or are we increasing? And then it's the Zoom new, or is the amount increased? And it was just highlighted. So, of course, we were like, well, why are these highlighted? And that's what we were told.
So some of the recipients have contracts with dollar amounts, so they wouldn't have a percent increase, I don't think. And then I think, I'm not sure how they've arrived at the percentages of increase.
Next year?
Yeah, well, on that one slide that showed what was allocated, I think this year. Yeah, that's what the percentages were.
They said increase. And the other thing I pulled away or came away from that is that everything has a set amount, but Destination Madison is a percentage. So whatever amount comes in, Destination Madison gets a percentage of that. But everything else has a set amount. That's correct.
Okay. The city gets a percentage too.
Yeah, the city
of Madison.
Okay. How much does the city get?
30%.
How much?
30%.
So it's going to be challenging, to say the least.
But isn't it like a law, the same law that has to be allocated for certain things?
Yep. There are statutes we have to follow.
Good question.
I could go off that one. Fair and with my question.
Good question. I appreciate this.
Attending these meetings in either 1997 or late 90s, probably 98. I think I probably started in 1998. It's been a while. This update I'm giving now started in, I think, 2008 when the Great Recession hit. The board was interested in kind of the big picture of how the booking pace looked. So that's what we tried to do with this, is just give the board a general sense of how the year is going. An early warning, right? If things are not going all that well, we would try to give you a heads up on that. If things are going well, we try to give you a heads up on that. Just it's basically directional. It's not meant to be overly precise, at least at this point. So we look at the pace. You know, what events do we have in the hopper? You know, what have we hosted? So we know exactly what the value of those is, because they've paid us, or we've invoiced them. Then we have events that are yet to occur, and we have a sense of what they're going to spend, but we don't know. You know, we don't exactly know what they're going to spend on food and beverage, and we don't know what they're going to spend on either. You know, unless it's a repeat event, those we, you know, we can value those a little more closely. So, but I think this year is going to come in really nicely. I don't know that we'll be exceedingly over budget on revenue, but I think it's going to be right there. And the reason I think that is we budgeted 170 banquets. I put us at about 164 right now for the year. And the banquets are trending. The spend is a little better. So I think the revenue is going to be just fine for banquets in terms of what we budgeted. Meetings, they just didn't come around. I've been saying this now for the last several months. The meetings just didn't come around like we were hoping. I'm thinking we'll do about 103 meetings, and we were very hopeful in doing about 130 meetings. And for conventions and conferences, right now we have 23 signed contracts for conventions, and we have 24 signed contracts for conferences, puts us at 27. And our budget was 21 conventions and 26 conferences, so that's 27. And a little bit of a bright side there is we're plus two on conventions. We budgeted 21 and we have 23. So those extra larger conventions are going to contribute more revenue. And that's a good thing. And you know, the rest of the revenue we anticipate coming in, just following it. So last month we were, our little projection that we do was showing, because we don't, you know, we haven't realized the value of some of these larger events. Of our conventions, we've hosted five so far, and we have 18 to host. So that's where the money is. And as we get into the year, you'll start to see that with the budget results. So last month, our little projection was showing, again, because we haven't realized a lot of this revenue, but it was showing down 13%. This month it's showing down 9%. So I expect every month, as we host these conventions and these other events, we're going to see that negative start nibbling away until it's right at budget. In fact, maybe a few percentage points over budget. And I think that's where we're going to land this year. Our revenue budget was $4,462,000, and right now we're only about $4,050,000. But that $411,000 we need to make up is hidden in those bigger events that are coming. And that's what I've got today.
So, any questions? We want to have some. That's not a hard question for you.
Thanks, Bill.
When looking at this, your booking pace, do you see that the trend going forward is going to be, for example, banquets and entertainment events? Is that going to be the trend on booking? Is banquets and entertainment versus?
I don't think so. I think the conventions and conferences will hang in there, and thank goodness, because they are our major revenue source, and they're also what drives the economic impact of Monona Terrace. Mm-hmm. You know, as you know all too well, the heads and the beds and the room tax and the economic impact to the downtown merchants, and so. I think our entertainment events will hold solid. Those are, we have some candlelight concerts, string quartet or, violinists and different, they're doing shows in our, they do small shows in our lecture hall. And we have our various other events that we put in under entertainment that I think are doing well. We have our community events, our community concerts. We do, usually six of our concerts, and then Dane Dances comes in, and depending on how many Fridays there are, Dane Dances will do four or five in August, as I'm sure you're aware. I think those are trending just fine. And, you know, banquets, I, you know, we have a little bit of work to do there, but I think, you know, we'll, you know, year after year, I think we'll come in at somewhere between 150 and 170 banquets. This, you know, seems to be the current trend. Destination Madison's working hard to get us larger events and getting them to book further out so that we can fill in around them as the year draws closer. And if we book something 5 years out, we have to wait till we get a little closer to start to fill in, because the banquets won't book out that far, the meetings won't book out that far, and neither will the entertainment events typically.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I am going to yield to Jeff with his finance report. Skipping ahead, Jeff.
So for Maine, the revenue was a little higher than anticipated, which was nice. Wages and stuff are still tracking higher than budgeted as well. So we ended up about $12,000 under or overspent for the month. Like Bill said, with only five, this month is the first time that I can remember where 5 months into the year, even only budgeted. And so the fee team is still involved for the next 7 months. I'm not pushing the panic button yet. The 100,000 or 900,000 that we're overspent right now, the history shows anything, are, we mentioned this on the back of the slack net, either it's consistent as well. We might be talking about this though in October and November, because there are also several historical events like those mentioned, you know, they do a lot better in terms of giving historical information of previous events that are on this agenda for this year. American Family always has a huge event that's a very awful chamber has their thing, which is very heavy in the immediate now and helps out a lot. I mean, do a lot of campaigns as well. And so I'm not worried, even though the money is a little over budget right now. You know, as we continue to get staffing stuff in line, you know, for a long time we had numbers in ED, but now that Sarah's there, and we've got a new ED person hopefully going to be starting in the next city 2 weeks to 6 weeks, you know, we can start to get some of these. And we'll still
turn off the 201.
$100,000 to the good overall gain revenue this month, $33,000 more expense, so that's the $12,000 a little bit under. So far, you're there. We're at $4,000 on the budget, but that's mostly because of our ancillary, which is a big shout to the stuff. We're about $95,000 expenses, but like I said, I think that will get me up in the conspiracy. So overall, not as great as it was a year ago at this time, because I think we were about $173,000 to the good, but like I said,
we had had only five.
Yeah, we had nine dimensions at this point last year, and they had all been pretty good. And to be down four and to only be $100,000 off.
Yeah.
And then Bill had mentioned that, like, and I think Ms. Carter asked, you know, starting to work on the 26 operating budget. Soon, in August, we'll have that stated approval from you guys because we have to submit. July 18th. Right now, we 24 definitely dimensions. And we have 21 this year's budget cycle. So the bigger events are trending up, hopefully. As long as we keep them at 45 to 50 conventions and conferences, that makes our my job and all the managers' jobs a little easier when it comes to allocating expenses as well. One thing that I was going to mention, and I didn't raise my hand, we may have a little variable with our machinery and other equipment portion of the capital budget about group tax. last year was only like $449,000. This year it's $1.5 million. And so that one will be percentages allocated from right off the bat. The CD is at 30% destination, and then it's 30, and then everybody else gets on the mold. One of the ones that might be a very well, they're all 70s. The machinery is fully delayed. So we have a lot of projects. We are asking to do more. And like last year, we didn't have mulch. And so we helped out the room tax a little bit, I think. I'm sorry.
Nice, quick question. So with those capital projects, in this budget, does that show up under the capital outlay line item, or what is that?
No, the capital budget stuff is all separate from
operating. Separate from operating. Okay.
The city always has two exercises every year: capital budget normally in March and April, and operating budget in June.
Okay.
Great. All right. We're working on a city project currently. It's like a 2-year project to get all of our public facing software applications ADA compliant. Plus it's website, brochures, maps, and forms, and any digital documentation that we share with the public must be ADA compliant. So that's why it's such a long project. There's a lot to upgrade. And then we have, we're working on a couple of AV department projects, capital budget projects, currently upgrading our laser light projectors to a higher quality 4K resolution, which will improve the images and toward high-end visual applications, and is kind of the new standard now for large event venues. And then the second project is the IT network services site survey of the building to upgrade all of our wireless network, which is probably fairly to get it up to compliance and speed, you know, the required speeds. And then maintenance operations, and we're putting together maintenance day projects currently. We shut down for a few days in the middle of the Fourth of July holiday when there aren't events. So this year it's June 30th through July 30th. And that allows us to do all of those, or July 3rd, thank you. It allows us to do all those projects that we can't do, you know, when people are in the building, like massive carpet extraction. And so we're addressing in the front entrance, there's been a kind of a shifting of the sides of the stairs. And we had the engineering department look at it a couple of years. Tell us what needed to be done. It's not bad. We're just going to run a couple bolts in and like put it, brace it, I guess, together so that it doesn't further move. And so that'll be happening during that shutdown. And other getting new like walk-off crankets in the main entrances and around the revolvers. Those are old and somewhat disposed. Basically, a lot of cleaning, cleaning of the grout in the bathrooms, all kinds of projects. I guess we're doing some HVAC upgrades. We have some, well, all of it's 28 years old, but we have some pieces that are failing and just making it harder for us to maintain a cool the temperature that we want in the room. So we're going to replace a bunch of those starting next week. And then we have with our capital budget, we're getting a robotic sweeper to vacuum the hallways every night to free up staff to do more sets and other detail work. And
Can I ask a question?
Is that driverless?
Yes. Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's LiDAR map. They use the LiDAR map of the building and then we program it. It's just run up and down the hallways for no one's.
That's like,
okay, when we get it, we'll do a demo for you. Okay, and then we've completed the repairs to the west side dome that's above the stairs. I don't know if you guys saw the scaffolding that had to be built over the stairs because there was no other possible way to get up there and fix some. There had been a leak in that big dome, and then it caused some mold to form on the sheetrock, so we had to cut, redo that, repaint it all, and get the dome reinstalled and properly caulked. And the other one we had done last year, so now they're both good to go. And Heather Sabin, who's our tourism coordinator and works with school groups, has just completed several school and adult group tours and other programs with high school kids and elementary students, and thought it was very successful and well received by all, but happy it's over. Because the reason she's happy is because those big Greyhound buses are hard to get in and out of our dock because we have cars down there and they're hard to maneuver and turn around, and it's kind of a thing, but it all works out. And then our gift shop had to, while the dome was blocking their entrance, had to move to corner 3. So there's stuff out of there a couple weeks, but well. And continuing to replace open positions. So as you know, Steve Dongara, who's behind Dice Ways, is Bill's replacement. And so he was previously the sales director, and he's now tasked with filling his old position. And we also have to fill Sarah's old position. We have also, I think, one more mechanical position to fill. And the gardener position. And then we should be full up. As far as I can remember. Oh, gardener's also on the list. I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. Anyone have any questions? Or anything that didn't interest us, yes, sure.
Yeah, I have a question. So for the things we need, equipment, in addition to assisting staff having better AV equipment, is some of the vendors that are booking here, are they asking for different types of AV equipment and we're upgrading? Okay.
Yeah, we have a schedule also. So there's, you know, a certain life that most of the electronic products have. And when we reach that or pass that, then we kind of assess whether to replace that. But when we are doing that, then we look for what's the standard out there, and what do people need? What are they requesting? And try to get to that point.
Great bit of a quality of life for attendees and folks. Sorry.
Now the ADA. I think that's fancy.
Yeah, yeah. But the AD, I've noticed if I go like out into other, you know, venues, and you can tell good AV from bad AV really easily, and also like just, you know, the kind of the quality, but also I've noticed that people undersize the screen, or they're the undersizing the projection, and the sound can be kind of bad. So we're just trying to stay up on top of that and make sure that we have, you know, the presentations are readable from far back in the room, and the sound is good, and
everybody's happy with the quality.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So how's our quality?
Good. You weren't one of the venues that failed. It's usually smaller venues that don't do it for a living that, you know, they probably have the same AV equipment for, you know, 10, 15 years. Just underfunded.
It's great to keep it updated. So.
Yeah.
Quality of the person.
Yeah.
Require that.
So. Yeah, definitely. Did you have something? No.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. If not, anything else? Like finance committee, will you meet? We'll need to meet before the August 21st board meeting.
You will get a reminder if you're on the finance committee meeting, and we will find a time and date that works for you.
No, there's no July meeting. Or July meeting is canceled.
This is our usual thing.
I should mention that Elizabeth Doyle will be rejoining us. She's being appointed open position. Yeah. So she's going through the approval process right now, and she'll be here when we meet again.
She didn't tell them. That's fabulous. Good.
We barely miss her.
That's what you said. That's a compliment to the board.
But she wants to come back as second. All right. With that, I'm going to motion to adjourn.
All right.
Peter?
Oh.
To say a couple words about Bill.
Go ahead.
I hope Bill is still there.
He's blushing now, Mike.
I'm very embarrassed that I'm triple booked and I couldn't get rushed over to Monona Terrace to say goodbye in person, Bill. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed working with you these past 28 years. And I know I speak on behalf of the entire board, past and present, when I say that absolute pleasure. Yeah, thank you for that. Great work for Monona Terrace and for the city. You obviously were one of, if not the first employees of Monona Terrace. I think perhaps I first met you at the offices at the Madison Civic Center back in the 90s. And we're really going to miss you. So congratulations on your well-deserved retirement. I hope many of the board are able to attend Bill's retirement party on July 11th. Unfortunately, I will be out of town. So I feel badly I won't be able to be there in person, Bill, but I'll certainly will be there in spirit. And at least the board can do as adjourn your final official meeting with us in honor of your public service to Monona Terrace and the city. So thank you.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Yeah, it means a lot. And I thank you all for your service. So,
I know.
A wonderful ride. Best job I've ever had, best employer I ever had. Oh, believe it or not, it's true. It's been a great ride. And
Mike and Chuck.
Thanks.
Right. Congratulations, Steve.
We forgot to honor you, Judy. Nothing.